It's calving season for producers in the Dakotas and Minnesota. However, getting to this point didn't come without a fair share of obstacles. Purina Beef Technical Specialist Amy Reduns says one ongoing problem is the quality of forages.
You know, in general, we've seen poor quality forages across the board. And so we've seen additional need for supplementation in 2020 than we might have in the past.
Well, and I know a few producers did learn that from 2019 when they went to go PG cows this winter, and we saw the results of maybe some of that lack of nutrition in the breeding back of some of these cows.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that particularly pasture quality, I've heard a lot about not only open cows, but lighter weight calves and thinner cows as well. So again, if we're starting with thinner cows coming off of pasture, again, we have some more catch up to do, right? So we just really need to be thinking about what is our nutritional plan and how are we going to get them into that proper body condition at calving so that we have good success not only for that calf and her milk production, but even to breed back.
Reduns adds the type of supplementation varies from farm to farm.
You have some guys TMR feeding, you would have some that are free choice forage, those kind of situations. So in that ration, that may include Rumensin or something as well, right, to help improve forage utilization, improve condition, or again, maybe that's a supplementation program in terms of in a free choice forage situation of some tubs. Usually our limiting nutrient is energy, so not saying that protein is not important, but we want to make sure we're providing enough energy to that cow.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.